Our congratulations go out to the Taylor County Educator of the Month from the Gilman School District, Mia Vick. So, Mia, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up, go to school, and why you decided to become an educator?
I grew up in Gilman, actually. I was born and raised here. I graduated from here. I actually decided to become an educator after I was a stay-at-home mom for about 9 years. My husband and I decided that that was the best choice for our family at the time, and I loved sharing art with my kids and with a couple of my friends I would babysit for, and I would share, and we would do little projects, and I loved doing it. And for that reason, I decided that, you know, education was probably the right path for me, and it is, and I truly do enjoy it.
After being a stay-at-home mom for all that time, was it hard to go back to school and get your credentials?
Actually, it wasn't too bad. My husband was really supportive of the choice that we made. I actually did a program through CESA to get my license, and then I'm currently now going to get my master's in education, just to add a little bit more to the license itself. I feel like as a professional, if your growth only reflects on your students. So I feel that that was really an awesome choice. The hardest part was probably for my husband, going from having me home every day to being able to take care of things at home to being working full time, which was that was probably the hardest change, just not being able to be home every day to get things done. So
what are the things that you teach at the Gilman School District?
Well, I teach K-12 art. Once a week I see the kindergarten through fourth graders, and then throughout the day I'm teaching drawing and painting, ceramics and sculpture, and year to year it changes too. So I may teach fiber art or photography, or and I also teach yearbook. So quite a bit of different classes depending on how many students are interested in certain classes.
Was it a little weird to go back to the same school you graduated from, and now your teachers are your peers?
Yes and no. I think the hardest part was calling some of them by their first names because, again, we are colleagues now. I don't have to call them Mr. or Mrs. Anymore. But I had a good relationship with a lot of the teachers here. I would say a small school. If you've lived in the area and you're going into a small school, they're almost like a family. I mean, I know every student that is in the school right now, and most of the teachers are the same way. So we know a lot of people. So for that reason, I thought it actually wasn't too bad. They made me feel welcome and didn't treat me like I was one of their students. So that was a bonus.
Did any one teacher in the Gilman School District influence you on your career choice?
I just felt like there were so many teachers that gave me little bits and pieces of things that I take with me. Mr. Jensen was my biology teacher in high school, and he always tried to push you a little bit farther with grades, and that was great for me. And Mr. Whalen was my English teacher, and he taught at the college level, so he expected a lot out of his students, but that was an advantage to me. So when I got to college, I was prepared for that. I was struggling with reading and reading the board, and Mrs. Grunseth was the one who said, hey, went and talked to my parents and said, I think she needs glasses. And I think all of the teachers, you know, there's little specific things that they do for you throughout the years. And I think our students need that. They need teachers to help them out. And, you know, it may be reading or writing or things that kids struggle with. And every teacher kind of focuses in on, you know, what a student needs at a specific time in their life. And when kids actually understand a concept or they're producing art on their own, like in my independent art classes, that's like a highlight for me, because they're actually taking the time to, you know, think outside the box and use some of the skills that I've taught them to create their own pieces. And that's great. The other memory that I kind of take away is that I had a student last year whose parents were going through a divorce, and my parents are divorced as well. And the student was having a rough day and was kind of sad. And I asked what was going on. And the student says, well, my mom and dad don't live together anymore. And I said, you know what, my mom and dad don't live together anymore either. And she finally got a big smile on her face, and she's like, oh, okay. And she realized that, you know, we're human too. And I think that's something that kids think that, you know, we're just teachers. But no, we have things happen in our lives too that affect us, just like they do. So that was a memory that, you know, taking something that seemed kind of not so great and making it say, well, there's other people who have been through that too. So that's the kind of stuff that I see and with students, and I think that that's a plus. Students need to know that we're human as well.
Well, our congratulations to you, Mia, on the Taylor County Educator of the Month from the Gilman School District. Congratulations to you.
I just would like to thank the community for supporting our schools and all the teachers in any of the schools in Taylor County. We really appreciate it.
Educator of the Month. Congratulations again, Mia Vick of the Gilman School District.